traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
There was one time it backfired on me. It was like 2 in the morning. I was like cracked out on Hollywood Boulevard. And there was these 6 big black dudes. And I was like, I couldn't help myself. I just had to go off and like show off my voice. I got a high out of it. So I went up to him and I was like, well, if it isn't the Detroit Lions wide receiver crew we got here, boys, how are you? And I think his words were, N-word, I will kill you. And then I said, I'm out. And I literally did a full sprint away. And I found out, I guess, they were members of, I think, the Bloods.
Oh, fuck.
So that was the wrong crowd to choose.
Do you remember that movie Triple Frontier that we were watching?
Great flick. Great flick.
And I was in the love sack with the girl that I was with.
I was with the girl as well, the love sack next to you.
Yeah, well, and everybody was like really into the movie, and like there was like all those moments where it was like gunfire and like the music.
Yep.
I don't know if you noticed, but I was actually getting head under my blanket from the girl that I was with. Did you?
I didn't notice.
Did you not notice that? I thought you did because I made her stop, and I was like, he definitely knows this is happening
right next to me, Mike.
Yeah. I even reached out at one moment to try to hold your hand as like a support.
Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, and most fucking importantly, subscribing. Please hit that button. We love you. Also, go subscribe to Impulsive Clips. It's like this channel, but shorter and sweeter. Just the best moments all in one clip. We hired a new person for this. Caleb, you're killing it, dude. Really getting those Impulsive Clips going. So phenomenal job on that. We do this to each other. Because do you remember the one?
It's not handouts.
I try to keep my like sex life a secret, but sometimes it just leaks out and I exploit my life.
Yeah.
Do you remember in the Sprinter van, the one time that you were sitting in the seat in front of me and I remember getting head right behind you, mere inches away from you?
I remember it vividly. I was pretending that I didn't know. Like I was just looking for, this was me. I was like this.
But you knew?
Yeah, I knew, but I didn't want to exploit the fact that I knew because a lot of girls will get jumpy around the public dome. You know, like they're like,
it's
like
not. It wasn't public. We're in the privacy of our Sprinter van. It's just like it is weird. And like maybe I should have asked you.
Maybe
I should have been more discreet because you were discreet. I didn't even know.
I didn't even know. Until it was happening. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if she even got under the blanket. I was more concerned about David, the German videographer, was there too. He had a better line of sight.
Oh my God. She strikes me as the girl who's mastered the art of discreet blowjobs.
That girl that we're talking about.
Oh yeah. Look at her and this about her. Bro.
Absolutely, dude. She's a master of hidden BJs, dude.
And by the way, that's why I think I actually will give credit where credit's due. Like a simple hand job probably would have been fine.
You know,
like,
she didn't then finish the job. As you may have noticed, you haven't seen her around again since then. Yeah. She didn't fucking.
My dad taught me this when I was young. He said finish strong.
He wasn't wrong per se.
No.
My dad taught me something like that too.
Yeah. He said finish stronger than you started. And he's right.
She did not do that.
Yeah.
She fucked it up bad, bro.
She could take a page out of GP's book.
My balls turned into little Smurfs after that, dude. Nice. I had blue balls for like 3 days.
Our sex expert would tell you that's not real. She's a liar. She'd tell you that you're imagining. Should we bring on a guest? He's cool. He's a cool guy today.
One of the coolest.
Yeah.
I hope he's not mad at us.
Mr. Ripper Magoos has made a name for himself, flipping the idea of a play-by-play sportscaster on its head, posting your favorite highlights along with his comedic and more often than not R-rated voiceovers. We have laughed at a ton of his house videos in this house.
We've laughed at his house.
Welcome to the show, Bob Metter.
Let's fucking go.
Thank you. This is an honor here.
Hey, man.
Right away, we come in talking about blowjobs, anal fisting. You guys do it right in here.
Facts. Fucking horrifying.
It's terrifying. I hate
this
living here.
Horrifying. Yeah, right. Yeah. I walk in.
What do you got in the cup, Bob?
I am. I got a little Hennessy, courtesy of your guy, Dylan.
Oh, Dylan.
And he took care of me.
Good.
And I get a little spitter in. I get a bad habit where I chew once in a while.
Hey, can I ask you something? Are you putting on this voice? I think I know the answer.
Am I putting on the voice?
Yes.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Sometimes.
Because you don't talk like this in real life.
No, not really, no.
Wait. Well, we saw him yesterday.
No, bro. I saw him in real life. He's like, yo, what's up?
It's not.
I was trying to be cool. Like, I tried to be cool.
And by the way,
yeah,
I'm not just saying this, trying to gas you up because you're on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
That was one of the you're one of the coolest guys I've ever seen in my life, bro.
He came over with this coolness,
chewing the mouth, hat kind of like, I think it was backwards, and he just dabbed me like, yo, what's up? Good to see you here. Yeah, I'm coming on the show tomorrow. Peace.
I was on zero, by the way. When I met you guys outside, I was on 0 minutes sleep. Because I was fucking sick. I had a 5-day flu. I feel bad I didn't show up. I'm never one to not show up, but I was fucking
influenza. Yeah,
yeah. But like, then it was hard to explain when I see you guys at Hyde at 3 a.m. the next day or the previous night, and having to explain that I was sick. And obviously, you guys were like, "Yeah, it's probably just fucked up." Well, but I wasn't. I just was out.
It exacerbates if you go out. Your sickness is exacerbated by your partying. Exactly. Extreme. Yeah.
I talked about this. I hear the DJ out of nowhere. Ladies and gentlemen, we got the Ripper Magoo in the house tonight. Bob Battery. I'm like, yo, out of all the fucking things I did not expect to hear here at Hyde nightclub, that would be the, like, short of like Mother Teresa,
right?
Like,
right
before that is Bob fucking Menery.
I hate those fucking places.
I know you do.
I can't. I'll go to a club for fucking 5 minutes and it's just too bumper to, but you can't talk to anybody. You fucking just sit there, you're bumping in, you
dance.
No, I can't, because I do it awkward. I don't know how to react. I don't know how to. I'm in my head when I'm in that place. The table's full with people. There's no room to move. You gotta bob your head the right way and look cool. And can't pull it off.
At Saddle Ranch, man, you didn't look uncomfortable. I'm telling you, I was like, you walked out. I was like, who the fuck was that cool guy?
I knew you. Sometimes you can pull it off, you know?
Okay, but the voice is, you put on the voice because you know it's like, you know it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I talk like this.
When did you discover that?
Probably in high school. The first memory is I remember fucking with this lady. I was with my buddy in the car sitting there, and we rolled down the window, and there was this like 95-year-old lady sitting to the right of us while we were waiting. We were like skipping seventh period, and we rolled down the window, and I said something like, well, Coco Crisp, one of the biggest dicks in baseball. And the lady looked at us like horrified, and I'm like, oh, fuck, what the hell was that? And I was like, I have a voice. This is cool. And then I just didn't stop. I had a little bit of a drug problem 3-4 years ago. So my thing was, I went to LA to be an actor comedian, and I was the only person to ever go to LA to be an actor comedian that never did one audition, one stand-up show. I did nothing.
You just did Ripper Magoo's.
Ripper Magoo's. That's fucking it. And I would just rip bags at the club and run up to people and go up to random groups of people. You can ask my buddies, like, if we went out for a drink, they always hated going out with me because I would have like an obsession to go and show my voice off. And that was me being in my head, like, oh, I'm being productive. So I would just run up to a group of like 5 random dudes and be like, well, it is Green Bay against Detroit here on ESPN.
Just like, what the fuck?
And they're just like, 99% of the time, it was good. I got a good reaction. Yeah. There was one time it backfired on me. It was like 2 a.m. I was like cracked out on Hollywood Boulevard. And there was these 6 big fucking black dudes. And I was like, I couldn't help myself. I just had to go off and like show off my voice. I got a high out of it. So I went up to him and I was like, well, if it isn't the Detroit Lions wide receiver crew we got here, boys, how are you? And I think his words were, N-word, I will kill you. And then I said, I'm out. And I literally did a full sprint away. And I found out, I guess they were members of, I think, the Bloods.
Oh, fuck.
So that was the wrong crowd to choose.
Oh, my God.
That. Yeah.
You got to be careful. With great power comes great responsibility.
But I got out alive. So.
Are you still ripping Mr. Magoo's?
No, completely sober. Completely sober.
What about that?
I'm drinking. I'm never going to give up drinking. But, you know, when you're... it was just a little too much.
How long you been not ripping Mr. Magoo's for?
Probably about, I don't have like a set point where I was like, I'm going to be sober. Like I just had to slowly broke off of it. Probably 2 years.
Nice. Yeah, congratulations. So
way to go.
Yeah, way to find that it's a problem.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
Thank you.
I know, that was a half-ass. That was a real half-ass.
I was waiting for some fucking credit here for.
So then why you name your podcast and make Ripper Magoo's apparel?
Well, this is the thing. I've been trying to kind of slowly change, because when I first started off this stuff, whatever the fuck I do, I don't even know how to explain it, but I said Dustin Johnson was a golfer, and I used to be like making fun of Dustin Johnson going in the room, in the
behind the porta potty on hole 7.
Behind the porta potty on hole 7, ripping fucking Ripper Magoo's. And just that's how it came up, and then started to click with people, and then I just fucking strapped it on hats and clothes. And
I mean, make no mistake, the drug and alcohol culture is such an easy fucking victory if you come at it the authentic way. And I mean, you see rappers doing it all day. They're talking about sipping lean and promethazine and all that.
Which I just had for the first time the other day.
What were your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I didn't know what it was. Aaron actually went out and got me because I was sick. I told you the flu. So they gave me that cough. It's cough syrup. Yeah, right? So they gave it to me. I guess you're supposed to take it like normal. Like if you're, you know. And so Aaron got me a Sprite though, I guess.
Oh, you had a purple Sprite.
Purple Sprite with Skittles. Like he did it all up.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it was fucking good.
Really?
Yeah. It was awesome. Like, but I'm.
Just be careful.
I have an addictive personality, so I have to kind of stay away from it.
Yeah, maybe just stick with just the Sprite and the Skittles.
Exactly.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
So I'm confused why you didn't go to an audition or do stand-up comedy or anything. Because you do, I mean, your voice is phenomenal, Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've built a massive following on social media because of it. But what was the disconnect? Why did you not take any action steps when you got here?
I think there was fear mixed with just didn't have, like, I was doing fucking bags all day. Like, I wasn't like, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
You weren't optimized by any means.
I don't know. I just, and then the way I kind of had... I went home. I was there for, I ended up the last 2 months, 3 years ago, sleeping in the car. I slept in the car for 2 months. I had no money. I was caddying in a country club, like broke.
Comfortable? What kind of car?
I had a Jeep Wrangler that a member gave me.
Backseater or front seat?
It's probably not that comfortable.
It was not comfortable, but I mean, actually, you try and do one night sleeping in the car, it's hard. I did fucking 2 months. It's pretty impressive.
Where would you usually park?
I would park in whatever a nice neighborhood was. So I would drive around. And the thing is, when you sleep in a car, you can't sleep in because people are like walking their dogs, running around. They don't want to see some like crackhead or whatever. So I'd drive around. I'd look for a nice neighborhood to park in. I would park. And then finally, 2 months went by. Of doing that. Finally, I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I hit rock bottom, went back home, moved in with my parents at 28 years old.
Where's that?
Boston.
Oh, nice.
And then ended up going to some buddy's house 2 weeks after being home. And he's like, you want to be in a music video? And he had like 9,000 followers on YouTube, whatever. I was like, I don't fucking know, whatever. So I went there. You saw like my fingernail on the fucking thing.
Nice.
2 a.m. Some guy takes out his phone. I do my shtick. It kind of went viral. And then from there, fucking had... You know,
yeah. I want to play a quick clip to get an idea of what Bob does. If you don't know, at Bob Menery on Instagram, check us out.
And up by 4 points. Here is the serve slapped, and the game begins up in the air. And how about that? You never see that before, Peter. It's what takes every man down on planet Earth, right off the hoo-ha. She uses her strengths to her advantage. You see that move taking down so many men across America? Well, she used it for this little game. Right off the vagina, another point scored. And
yeah, so yeah, I kind of got the concept. I had the voice, and I'm like, I can go about it two ways. I can go and fucking try and make $27,000 a year working it my way up to fucking Joe Buck in the Super Bowl, or knowing the day and age we live in now, I could create something that what sports announcers want to say but can't, which I think would be pretty cool to have like an R-rated sports
network. Yeah, absolutely. That's the niche you're filling. It's hilarious.
And I'm shooting for the stars, but I've been kind of talking to the person. Imagine Danny McBride, Kenny Powers is the color commentator, and having that network, I think it'd be pretty cool.
It'd be sick.
Problem is the leagues don't fucking, with all the rights and shit, it's so hard to do.
Yeah,
facts.
But yeah.
But you've managed to parlay this success actually recently, and ironically, this past weekend at Big Bear, I was watching the McGregor fight, and a fucking Buffalo Wild Wings commercial came on. I go out loud, I'm like, is that fucking Bob Menery?
Yeah.
Did You do the voice of Buffalo Wild Wings?
I do all the voices of Buffalo Wild Wings. It's the amazing. One thing that scared him was the Ripper Magoos, though. And that was one thing they were like,
you put it on a hat and a t-shirt.
So I said, fuck you. I don't care. I don't care. But yeah, no, I do it. And they make me roar at the end and it's awful. And I hate it. And I get trolled by every fucking troll.
They make you roar.
Yeah, they make me. Well, I had to do it once. So at the end of every commercial, it's like, Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar.
No, kids, like, can you do it, please?
I mean, if I haven't done it, but let me try it. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar. That's it. And it's the most awkward thing. But they had me do it. I thought they were fucking with me. Because you talk to the people, you have them on the other end. You know how VO works. Like, you go and you talk to people. Yep. They're not with you in the studio. They're like, all right, Bob, so we're going to have you do a couple different variations of roaring. Can you do that? Can be like 15 roars in a row? And I'm like, what?
Wait, did you? Because you're saying roar. Like when a lion roars, he doesn't say the English word roar, R-O-A-R. He goes...
Right. See, that was way better. That we should have put in there.
That sounded
that
like
was kind of like me at Hyde at 3
a.m. I was gonna say it sounds like Menry puking in the bushes outside his Jeep Wrangler.
That was a Tuesday morning. I'm gonna lose this fucking B-dubs deal to Logan Paul. And it's gonna suck.
Oh, I am gonna, you don't
fucking
know?
Yeah, you got a bigger
king of fucking brand killer. Everything.
They call
up.
Him the brand killer.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. That's
all right.
A lie.
No, that's all right. I mean, I don't give a fuck. I really don't at all.
No, we're actually doing brand deals again, man.
Facts. Yeah,
I'm back
yeah.
in the game. Yeah, but so they made you roar. That's sometimes those voiceover things get awkward.
Yeah.
But
it's easy as fuck, though. You go in, like, literally, yeah. I do fucking 15 to 20 hours a month. Go into a booth and do it. And you bang out like 19 commercials.
How much are you getting paid per commercial? Can you say?
I can't say, but it was, they took a chance on me. We're restructuring the deal now, but they took a chance on me early. And so they got a good deal out of it, but it's getting a little juicier.
Well, you got to build your worth up. You got to start. Yeah,
of
course.
Yeah, and it's good. It was good because it was hard because not a lot of brands, like, they don't know what to do with me because we're so like vulgar and talking about shit. So but they took a chance, and I think it's working out.
Although you didn't say exactly how much they pay you, I know it's a lot of money because
I know what you're about to get to.
We googled your net worth.
Yes,
Bob Menery net worth $86 million. Yeah, this guy.
Well, this is the thing.
From being a professional Instagram star.
No,
from
it's actually any piece of merch you buy off my site. The reason why the price is so high is because it's Ripper Magoo's buried in each thing right here. So I'm basically one of the biggest drug dealers on planet Earth. And I just hide it with merch. But that number is not true. I have no idea what that is. I wish it was. But yeah, I heard you guys talking about it the other day.
How does this mistake get made?
No, but yeah, that's
is it that I'm, guy? That guy tells CelebsTrendingNow.com that your net worth is $86 million.
Yeah, that's not, I mean, it's not even close. So
that was the only thing we talked about the other day about you, was just the net worth, and we kind of moved on.
I think there was, I think
no,
was,
no, no, no,
there
no,
was,
no.
I think there was a mention of an ex-girlfriend in there. No, there no, might no. have been a mention of eating asshole. I don't know what that was, but you know.
Nah. What happens? We have this editor that does CGI, mm-hmm. and I apologize for him.
As long as you don't have the video of me actually eating the asshole, I'm good. As long as you guys didn't find that video, I'm fine.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, you articulated that there's some beef or something. You know, I saw on your Instagram that you were like mad at us on the way over. You wanted to talk about like what's good.
Well, I wanted to, but then I just got scared because you're both way bigger than me. And I realized you got in the boxing ring, fought people. I was coming in here ready to, you know, try and challenge you to the next fight. But it's like, you guys are too.
I mean, based on my current record, there's a good chance you'd win.
Or draw.
By the way, I took so much shit for fucking, because I was with Logan. I'm like, you know what? I'm like, you are going to beat the fuck out of this little pussy KSI. Isn't that right, everybody? Yeah, yeah. And then obviously you end up losing the fight. It was a close fight. I think that he did beat you. I don't know. It was close. It was very, very close.
It was a close fight.
But what I want to know is this Antonio Brown thing, is this a real thing? I want to talk about this. Yeah. We can. I know it's your show, but.
Yeah, so check it out. The first offer was sent to him, I think last week.
Yeah.
And he said it was too low. And by the way,
Of course he did.
Yeah, but it's a healthy fucking offer. It's, especially considering where he's at in his life, it's a healthy fucking offer. The man could really use it. He's been dropped by his agent, his lawyer. He's the
Patriots.
Yeah, the Patriots, obviously, the Raiders. His baby or the police station that he made a donation to, like returned his donation. The man's struggling.
Yeah, yeah.
Another offer was sent today. Today.
Yeah.
And
what his answer will be.
I mean, who fucking knows? Also, like, I would love for that fight to happen, but if it's not him, it's going to be someone else.
He's got to do it. He's going off the rails, basically. Yeah. It's a perfect thing for him. You know, and he unfollowed me recently.
Shut up.
Right. Yeah. So we had a little we went back and forth a couple times. He was watching my shit. And I'm a big Patriots fan. So when the Patriots lost, he posted a picture on Instagram that was basically him hugging whatever and being like, yeah, you guys should have kept me or something like that. And then fucking ended up, I just wrote aggressive. And then
he unfollowed.
And then it was just the unfollow.
That's so petty. Bro, yeah. He's a petty little bitch, dude. He is petty as fuck.
You know, I always have your back. I have nothing bad to say about Antonio Brown, but you know,
nothing.
If you guys end up fighting,
not one thing you can come up with.
I mean,
this dude makes me look like a saint. You don't have to say anything, but I'm saying, like, in my research of like who he really is, but beyond just the player on the field. Legitimately makes me look like a saint. This dude has done some fucked up shit in his life. Dude, the cops returned his donation and cut ties with him. Like, he
did the rape thing clear? Like, is that
no?
Like,
I think
it's,
yeah.
So that's just pending right now.
He's just doing all, he's throwing bags of dicks, bro. I think he sent you a dick in the mail.
That he ordered to his house. Like, he's the one getting dicks sent to his house twice now. And I'm supposed to be the one being laughed at, bro. You ordered dicks, penises to your house and then tagged the company. Like, are you doing brand deals with these dick companies? I don't fucking know.
He's kind of falling off a little bit. He's losing his mind.
He needs help. I'm here to save you. Please, and I can be your Mother Teresa. Let me help you.
I can't wait to see the shit talking that'll be coming from your corner with all this stuff that you can go after him for.
Bruh, you have no fucking idea.
That's going
to
be
material
ruthless.
For day. I'm, when it comes to shit talking and trolling people and just making fun of people on the internet, dude, when I sink my teeth in and really go dive in, we already have a lot planned.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I have a backup fight too that I mentioned in text the other day.
Somebody
that just loves to fight, dude.
Who do you got?
He loves to fight and he's huge right now. A rapper by the name of DaBaby.
Oh, see, that's a good one.
He fucks up everybody. All he ever has on his Snapchat and his Instagram stories is him getting in fights with people that fuck with him. He beats the shit out of him.
No way.
But some people say it's like his security team and shit like that. But I do know that he loves to throw hands. And by the way, Logan Paul versus DaBaby is 900 to 5 billion times bigger than Logan Paul AB.
1,000%. Like
DaBaby is like the biggest fucking thing in rap and culture right now. Everybody's watching his moves and shit.
He's 40 pounds lighter and 6 pounds shorter.
And but here's what he would say. 40 pounds lighter, 6 inches, whatever it is, I'll fuck you up, white boy. Right. That's what he would say.
So 40 pounds lighter and 6 inches shorter. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
What about Kevin Hart? Kevin Hart, I think, would he do.
Because
Kevin
God.
Hart, listen to this.
Boxes.
Kevin Hart ended up fighting. We had Antonio Esfandiari on our podcast.
I saw that.
35-1 he gave him. 35-1 odds. They had 6 months to train. I don't know what they put up. I think Kevin put up 10 grand. And if Antonio beat him, he paid him 300 grand. It was like a private boxing thing.
Yeah.
Ended up training. Kevin
Dude won.
Esfandiari beat him for fucking 300 grand.
Yeesh.
So Kevin Hart might be an option.
That's the same amount you bet on yourself.
Maybe. Huh?
That's the same amount you bet on yourself.
I didn't bet on myself. That's illegal.
I did, by the way. I did put a bet on
you. How much money?
I think I put like a significant amount on you.
Do it for the Antonio Brown fight. The whole KSI fight, man, was just not my night. It was one night in my life where I felt like my life was a movie and I was just watching it go by and I couldn't do anything about it.
I know
weird.
That must have been the coolest fucking thing ever. Like to just be able to walk out Staples Center. That's when you're like, I fucking made it.
It was crazy. You know what was crazier? We went there a month later for a Kane Brown concert.
Yeah.
And seeing the, like, now I'm looking at the vast number of people in the crowds and how big it is. And I was like, yo, I was the thing here. Just a month earlier, I was the thing that people paid money to see fighting right there in the center.
Right.
So crazy. So crazy. Especially because I haven't really done it before. It's my second fight.
Right.
There was no amateurs, no really like build up. I've never like performed in that capacity. So it was nuts, dude.
It was fucking sick. And you got actually a better reaction when you came out. Like, it was a lot louder when you came out.
I mean, I would hope so.
I was
surprised with how many KSI fans were there. I was also surprised when I fought in Manchester how many LP fans were there. Like, right. They showed up in both sides. I was going to say, I respected the shit out of you for telling KSI on your podcast that I was going to... You thought I was going to beat the shit out of him.
I had to deal
why
with.
Why did you say?
Let me tell you.
You got slammed.
Let me tell you what the fallout of that was. So you lose. All of a sudden, I'm just checking my Instagram, and it's like blowing up more than ever. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? I have every 11-year-old, 12-year-old, and fucking planet Earth telling me I'm a fucking idiot. You're a piece of shit.
Did you get any clown emojis by any chance?
Oh, those are the worst. I hate those. I can't. That's when you hurt somebody. When somebody that gets me. When somebody tosses a clown emoji, that fucking bothers me. I don't know what it is. That fucking little fucking face fucks me up.
You know you can set certain things so that they don't show up in your comments.
Yeah. Do the filter things. Mine's like cum, cock, dicks. Yeah, I've already wrote.
You banned all that, but kept the
clowns? Why cum?
I don't. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I just said.
Are you anti-cum?
Anti-cum. I mean, it depends a lot of variables to that question, but no, I'm not anti-cum.
When's the last time you got a good tuggy?
Why do I feel like you have inside information on this? Last time I got a good tuggy was last night, actually, baby. Last night. With no hour sleep, I was like a fucking zombie from The Walking Dead getting fucking whacked off.
Just a tuggy?
Just a fucking tuggy. Yeah, because I didn't have the effort. I hadn't slept. I was like, yeah, you just fucking jerk me off.
Was she a wavy arm inflatable arm man too? Like, was she forgot? She lost use of her mouth cavity?
I mean,
like,
she was drunk. I mean, well, definitely. Well, she consented, by the way. She consented. I don't get in trouble here, but. It was a good hand.
Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, one of us is gonna hold on. I'll do it.
Oh, I was just gonna say, I can't imagine that there's a place and time when someone doesn't consent to a hand job. But is that wrong?
Oh my god, the girl's here. Time out. The girl's here. That gave me the hand job. I swear to God, she just walked in. But don't show her anything.
What the fuck?
You can't. Time out. Aaron, did you set this up?
Why is she here?
We can't mention names. We can't.
We won't. We know who it is. We've been watching her. Shit, but wait.
Oh, great.
My last thing.
I am going to get murdered.
That's what I'm saying. I do not remember, but this is coming from someone who can really appreciate a good HJ.
Right.
I can't remember the last time I just got a full-on HJ.
Yeah.
All right, we got to stop. She's right there.
Yeah.
So as we were saying, current, you know, issues with hilarious. The White House. Totally.
Why did that happen?
No, we're going out after, so.
Where are you going?
Tonight, I'm probably going to dinner. I might go to Craig's tonight for dinner.
Are you doing the scene in LA? Like you party life, like Craig's is the scene.
I don't do it. I don't actually go out that much anymore. Like I said, I like, you know what I like is Delilah. Delilah's a
Delilah's
place.
Good cool.
Cause I like a place. Like I said, you can fucking go in, you can talk to somebody. And
you
like,
meet Zach Bia yet?
No.
He's the guy to know.
You
got to know Zach Bia, dude.
Okay, cool.
If you want to get into Delilah on the right nights.
Cause I just don't see how I just don't have the game, but I don't see how guys get laid at clubs.
Also, I don't understand. I kind of have a cheat code because the clout thing. I don't really
That's
have
it.
To say much.
That's it.
But like if
yeah, you have, you're good. You can just walk up and fucking do whatever
the
you
guys
want.
With clout or the guys that are buying the bottles.
Right,
those
right.
two people. But by the way, in LA, it's like, yeah. Do you know the last time I went into a club and like tried to spit game at a girl? I'm leaving the club with girls because they've either seen the show, they've seen one of the shows, they know something, like, you know what I'm saying? There's no. You don't go spit game at the clubs in LA.
Right.
You just show up. You're fucking Bob Menery.
Right, right.
That's why
right.
you're walking out with six girls for a fucking huge orgy on Saturday.
It doesn't work. That doesn't happen.
Well, then you need to come out with us.
I know. That's work my way into the circle.
Yo,
there, you know, that's what I'm trying to do.
You know who's hella cute?
Who's that?
Your co-host on your podcast.
Lauren, but I saw you creeping on her.
Easy with the creep.
No,
yeah, I was.
No, you were creeping on her, not in a weird way, but it's during the podcast.
Well, because she was so pretty, and I was like, yo, you're so pretty, and it was 2 days before my fight, so I wasn't really supposed to be like even like breathing around women. I was supposed to be like way removed from any tempting situation. She was really cute, man.
Well, she's very single, and she's was a former
soccer, right?
Bronze medal, bronze medal soccer player in Canada.
That's what about awesome. I like the degenerate alcoholic guy.
Tim?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim.
He's a fucking blast.
Well, that's
dude.
Why you texted me after. You were like, yo, what's up? What was your co-host's name? And I was like, Tim? He's like, no.
He went
no, not Tim.
Shortly thereafter, didn't Tim get so drunk?
He went on a tirade on one show.
We had Ryan Lochte on.
Oh, that's right.
And he had that fucking whole thing in Brazil, right?
Yes.
It happened. And so he's coming to the podcast, his agents or whatever was calling me. I'm dealing with this fucking guy. He's actually a good guy, but telling me, oh, you can't talk about Brazil and all this. I'm like, what the fuck are we going to talk about him? Taking laps around the swimming pool?
No.
I'm like, no. I'm like, we have to talk about it, but I'm like, everything's going to be run very professional. I promise you that when you come on our set.
Can you even say that with a straight face?
No, but I was on the phone. Thank God. I'm like smiling, laughing as I'm telling him this. And then the worst thing is we had to do that episode on Sunday and Timmy gets fucking gone on Sunday. And when he takes
Sunday game day,
yeah, Sunday game day.
Sunday God's day.
So I ended up 5 p.m. comes around. We have to go to the studio. Timmy is blasted. I call Kevin Connolly, who produces our podcast. I'm like, Timmy's not doing good. Hopefully just get everybody out of there. Let's get in and out.
Oh, no.
We show up fucking right away. Spider-Man's there. Toby Maguire's sitting there. Fuck? Timmy's going up to him, asking him if he uses his spidey senses to play poker. Like just fucking the worst. It was the worst day of all time, but we got away with it. So
what was the rant he went on, dude? He was out.
Yeah, he goes, are you going to win the Golden Bombers?
Bombers.
Ryan is the nicest guy on planet Earth. And he's, because we don't like, there's no scripting this shit. Like, yeah. It was just, especially with Tim. And it was just very uncomfortable. We had to kick him in and out of the room. And then there was a rumor that Ryan fucked his ex-girlfriend, which was weird too. And
is
then,
it a rumor?
Who's his ex-girlfriend?
I don't know. But it was a girl that I think that Ryan denies hooking up with. Mm. And we told Timmy not to fucking say anything to him. But you can't talk to a hammered guy. And Timmy goes right up to him, like right away. He's like, so you fucked my girl, huh? I'm like, oh my God, this is a disaster.
Well, I'd imagine Lochte's just swimming in pussy.
And water.
He is definitely swimming in pussy, yeah.
You ever see any of his old interviews back in the day? I watched a news reporter ask him one time what he has as the background of his phone. He said rocks.
No, that's what they claim is inside his fucking head.
I was going to say, is he a dumbass?
I think that... it's hard. I mean, he's a nice guy. I think he's just not, he's a swimmer, you know?
That you're getting really good at not answering questions.
He's a dumbass. He's a swimmer.
I'm like, yeah, Logan, he is fucking on the spectrum 100%. 1,000%.
No, I mean, I don't.
He said in his pastime he likes to go to the market.
Yeah.
Like, those are his answers. And by the way, great swimmer. And also, as you said, really nice guy. And so there's a lot of smart people out there who are fucking assholes. Would you rather have your head filled with rocks and be a nice guy or be an asshole that's really smart?
Hopefully a fine middle ground, but I would choose obviously rocks and a nice guy.
You think facts. So?
I think that's the right answer.
I would rather do rocks.
Ignorance is truly bliss. I just don't know if ignorance is the way to be.
Speaking of bliss, you watch porn?
Oh, yeah.
I do, yeah.
You got any favorites?
No, I'm usually just ADD with it. I'll just pick the first one I see.
That shows up. You take what porn up.
But then I'll kind of start going and then like... I'll get bored and then I'll switch to another one. I'll jump.
First one that
bit.
It serves is a dangerous game.
Yeah.
Because I mean, Pornhub will send you some fucked up shit on that timeline occasionally. Like 73-year-old MILF gets, I'm not even going to say the rest of it.
Yeah.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
What's your go-to?
I don't really watch
this
it
is
as
turning
much.
Into like Howard Stern.
I don't really watch it as much as I like to immerse into the culture. I like to spend time with the people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big consumer. Like, yeah. I'll be at the Vixen party tonight. Actually, you know what? He's supposed to come with me, but I'm more than happy to trade my... do you have plans tonight?
I got no plans. No, I mean, I was going to go to Craig.
I mean, he's a good friend of mine, but in all honesty, bro, I think you'd be a better guest.
What is the Vixen party?
Ah!
What is it?
It's legit. It's like what is it? Like a porn...
It has something to do with porn.
Yeah. It's the biggest entity in the world. Hosted by Riley Reid and all of the biggest...
I already canceled my dinner reservations.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Can y'all put in a good word to Adriana Chechik for me?
I got you. Right, I got
just,
it tonight.
Just be like, yo, Logan says, what's up?
Are you guys doing the Super Bowl this year, by the way?
Yeah.
We'll be in Miami.
In Miami? For
Are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there, yeah.
My brother's fighting on Thursday before you should come.
Where is, it's in
Miami.
Miami.
Yeah. In Miami.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's sick. Is he going to win?
Yeah.
Yep.
Is he a favorite?
Yep.
Yes.
I mean,
but so was I.
I already bet one fucking Paul one.
I'm gonna throw $50K on Jake.
Having to go and give $10,000 cash to the bookie and be like, "Thanks, Logan." Dude,
I'm not gonna lie. The worst part about losing, actually, this might be the only bad thing about losing is knowing I let down people who bet their hard earned money on me. That eats me away.
Drake.
Everything else I can handle.
I got it back.
Drake.
What was the biggest bet that you know of? You don't say names, but that was placed on you.
That one, yeah.
$240,000.
Oh boy, that's one you got to worry about.
Yeah,
I didn't even have to pay a bookie. I had to pay Keemstar. Way fucking worse.
What is
bro.
Keemstar?
We won't get into
what
it.
What is Keemstar? It's like when you take a shit.
Okay. Nice. I got a lot to go off of there. Nice.
Yeah.
He's the one person you don't want to have to fucking pay when you lose a bet. Let's just put it that way.
Well, that world is exploding. Sports gambling world is fucking
nuts. You ever done any sports gambling gigs?
Points Bet is one of the people that sponsors our show.
Are you trying to do more VO stuff, traditional VO stuff? Are you blacklisted in any way?
With what?
Just like sports commentating, more commercials.
Yeah, I mean, I think that. Well, I have not gotten any really offers from anybody else.
That's fucking insane. That's insane to me.
Because people are a little scared. They never know when Bob's going to get fucked up off some Ripper Magoos and drop a clip at 3 a.m. about hookers and blow. They just don't want to chance it.
But that's what makes you who you are, though, too. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's such a fine line because I walk it myself. Yeah. You never know when I'm going to fall off into a world of fucking degenerate.
You just got to triple down on what got you here and then fucking that's it. Hopefully it works out. If not, fuck it. Back to the car.
Do you do any like anything positive?
With my life.
Do you give the kids any tips or any of that kind of shit?
With what?
I try to balance my porn with my like, yo, here's how to get out of a bad place in life type shit.
No, not really. No, I don't try to help anybody really.
Really?
No.
Bro, but I'm telling you, authenticity is key. So if you just like live in that space, you're chilling. No one cares.
But those motherfuckers, if you're talking about brand deals and shit like that, they're all paying because sports betting is legalized in 4 states right now and it's about to explode. Like, I mean, fucking. And then the play is this. If you can find a way to partner up with like DraftKings or FanDuel or whatever, MGM Bet comes out, that new app, whatever it is, and then finding a way to not just get like, say, $200 per referral, bring 10,000 users there, right? But getting 25% of player losses on the back end. Imagine how big that is. And they're doing those deals.
Do you follow sports religiously?
No, not at all. I mean, I truthfully don't. Like what I do is like, I'll do my clips. I'll have,
what in the fuck?
That was my phone. Oh. Well, I'll do these clips and I'll just like, if I don't know a player, I'll just say, look them up on Google and then fucking just add them in and do my shit. I don't know.
But how do you find the clips? Isn't it all like sports stuff?
So I'll just immediately, anytime ESPN, the NFL or anything post something, I just steal it.
No way.
Whatever's trending. And you used to do a lot more with golf, but now you're effed on the golf side.
I'm coming back with golf though.
PGA actually balled you from fucking posting PGA shit.
Yeah, well, they didn't like me talking about their fucking main guys ripping bags and like whatever. But I'm like, hey, you're trying to make the game more fun and skew younger. You might as well fucking, you know, have an alternative kind of way to interpret the game of golf.
You used to pick on Dustin a lot, but there was also daily. You had a bunch of different guys who would go. I mean. It wasn't just Dustin Johnson, was it?
Dustin was the main one. Yeah. Daly was the other one. I fucked with Danny Daly about, which is not true, I don't think, but banging trannies was one of the things.
I remember that one.
But I did. I had a confrontation with Dustin Johnson.
You did?
So I was in Vegas, and Brooks Koepka and Paulina and Dustin were at a club. And Dustin
Pauline is the wife, yeah.
The wife of DJ. And DJ fucking hates me. Like, hates me at this point because I'm just bashing him, like, in everything. And, like, he'd post a picture of, like, a fist pump, like, winning a tournament. And every comment wouldn't be like, great job, Dustin. It would just be like, blow, 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 Ripper Magoo's, blow. So that got a little tiring for him. So I get a call from Koepka on FaceTime. He's like, yo, come in here. Somebody wants to meet you. And he was just fucking with me, obviously. So I go inside the club. I walk in. I'm like, oh God. It was fucking Dustin Johnson standing right there. I walk in. And then finally I tap Brooks. I'm like, I'm not doing this. I don't want to fucking meet Dustin Johnson. I'm like, I'm out of here. So I walked away, go down the escalator. And all of a sudden my phone rings and it's a FaceTime. And it was Dustin's face on the FaceTime being like, hey, get the fuck back here. Like just sloppy. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So I go back. I go inside the club. Go up to him like, hey, what's up, brother? He's like, listen, I think your shit is funny as fuck, but you make one more video about me, I will personally fucking kill you.
Shut up.
And he was the number one player in the world at the time. And I was just like, all right, deal. Like, you know, I won't. That's so I have what he not said. Made. Yeah, I've not made it. Got, I, it wasn't me being a pussy. It was just like because he dropped the kids line.
What?
I have kids.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
And it's like, fuck, he's got kids. So.
Would you say you got shook down?
I got shook.
He didn't take your wallet, right?
He didn't take my wallet, but this dude? I did leave there with my tail between my legs. Yeah, that's Dustin Johnson.
This dude's kind of like the celeb of the sport.
See the bags under his eyes. You see the way as you know he's had a rough
his wife.
His but yeah, Pauline, his wife is a very attractive girl.
So the kids. I mean, you say you don't do things for people, but you did something nice for Dustin.
I did. Yeah, I backed off of it. Also, I didn't want to get sued by TaylorMade.
Oh, were they threatening?
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
By the way, they make great equipment.
I was getting letters every fucking day. Yeah, I play. Yeah.
You've been playing out here at all?
I've been playing. I like to set up games. Like I played Steph Curry in a match at Riviera.
Oh, I saw that.
So me and Steph played and we made a bet that if I beat him, he has to drop my name 6 times throughout the course of the year in an NBA interview.
You won, didn't you?
No, I lost on 18 by 1. And if he had won, I had to fucking wear his jersey for 30 straight days and not take it off. And my guys will attest, like I didn't fucking take that thing off.
Who won?
He beat me on 18 by 1. Yeah. So like if I had beat him, he would have been like, you know, like a tough game today. Obviously, you know, me and Clay didn't get along too well. Bob Mannery's the man. He had to do that six times.
Oh my God.
So like, but I ended up losing. And for the first like 5 days, like wearing the jersey, I was just like, felt I was the man. Cause people were like, oh, you're a Golden State Warriors fan, man. Like how's the season looking this year? I'm like, nah, actually I just played Steph Curry, lost. But then day 15 came around. I was like suicidal. I couldn't get in anywhere. I had meetings at these fucking places, like this restaurant with like these Fox guys. And I try to go in. They're like, you can't come in here with that. I'm like, I can't take
it
off.
No choice.
So we had to go to like McDonald's and have a fucking meeting.
Wow, so, respect for actually following through though, because like Steph wouldn't have known if you didn't do it.
Yeah, but I made it a certain. When you have a guy like that, you have access to him. You got to make it a big deal, and then if I don't follow through it, I turn into a fucking fraud.
Mm. Which hey, stand by. I mean, you were probably raised to stand by your word from Beantown, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it was. I still got the jersey, and it was fucking disgusting. I didn't wash it.
The whole 30 days, not one wash.
30 days, not one wash.
Seems.
I took it off at bed. I took it off. Went to go to bed. But anytime I was in public, I had to wear it. Anytime.
Well, because that people could take pictures of you not wearing it, too.
Exactly.
That's
yes.
tricky. That's yeah. way tricky.
Yeah. And that's half the reason I think my girlfriend broke up with me, too, is that as well in high school. Which wait, is another thing, by the way. You guys are bringing up Katie Carney pictures on here.
Whoa,
what are
you talking about?
This was a big, I love a look, big like, thing.
What are you talking about? I'm like, could you just roll the tape from an episode ago?
Nah, we edit this podcast. No one's rolling shit. Yeah, no, he brought it up. He told me about it.
I don't give
that's
two
the,
shits.
That's the first time I heard about you. Yeah. He showed me, I've been following
Bob Mennery for a long before Bob Mennery was fucking in like doing this shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Before he had the Nelk boys on. No, I mean you were bigger, but I think you had probably 900,000.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, this dude's voice is hilarious, but he's got great jokes. And he taught. And by the way, I don't follow enough sports shit as much as I should. You give me what I need to know. You know what I'm saying? Like right. when girls are playing that slam into the neck game with their vagina, I need to fucking know that shit.
You have to know that.
You know? but then I remember that. You had this kind of lull.
I was the biggest pussy on planet Earth.
Well, hold on a second.
Yeah, yeah.
You were in love, yeah?
Yeah, I think I was in love with a girl, but I was a fucking pussy. I was putting up like poems and shit. Like it would go from like...
Wait, are you serious?
It would go from like 30-yard touchdown passes and like me doing commentating to my next post would be like, love is a funny thing. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Why'd you do that, Bob?
Yeah, I just thought I could get her back that way. And then it just backfired. She was like, you're fucking weird. And I was like, all right, I'm out of this shit.
Was that the toughest time you and Peter ever went through, would you say?
That was a tough one. Yeah, that was like a fetal position crying for 2 months straight. But
oh, shit.
Not that bad.
Yeah, but yo, breakups are rough, dude.
They are. Breakups, dude, of course.
They're the worst, actually. The rough is an understatement. Breakups suck.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember the
especially publicly.
Yeah, I remember the comments during the time. They were just like, get your fucking shit together, exactly. You fucking pussy.
But the funny thing is I had so many people. It felt so good, too. I had so many people reach out and be like, dude, you're going to get through this.
Facts.
You can get through this. I've been there before. And I'd like look at the kid's profile. And he was like 9. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like taking advice from this fucking 9-year-old. I'm having like
he's like, some girl 50. Stole my juice box one day.
Jesus. That is the funny thing, too. It's like you got to get trolled all the time, right?
In person or online?
Like online, right? You got to get trolled. Everybody does, right?
Not really.
Wait, well, what's the question?
Does really he have a troll? Like,
I used to severely, yeah, but like now it's like I'm pretty smooth sailing. I'm not gonna lie, the hopes are high here in the Maverick House.
You're good.
Yeah.
Oh, see, you're lucky. Yeah. I when the fucking 12-year-olds start barking at me, I gotta go at them.
You know why? Because I have an army of 12-year-olds too. I don't have to. I stay out of it, bro. Like, activate shit, and they go head to head. It's the Spartans versus the Persians every time. Right. I'm gonna be the Spartans.
Okay.
But like, Spartans are strong, bro. Leonidas at the helm. Team Maverick. LPS, you.
I love how you just keep subtly yelling things to the camera. I never know what it means, but I'm just gonna go along with it.
Yeah, they're all positive. Do you ever do you respond to comments a lot? Do you read a lot of comments?
I try and read all. I mean, I literally am very hands on with everything I'm trying to do, so I try and be involved as I can. And I look at every single one.
Really?
I don't have 29 fucking 0.7 trillion followers. You know,
but it still doesn't matter. Like one negative comment can put anyone into a spiral for days.
It does, actually, to be honest with you, it doesn't get to me. I never get fucking phased.
Really?
Nothing will phase me that you say except that little fucking clown emoji.
That fucking and now clown motherfucker.
Now I have a feeling I just made the situation you a just lot
made
worse.
Bro, you just made your worse. Bed so... You're going to be clowned out, but
yo,
by the way...
Imagine being Antonio Brown, who... If this goes through, I will only refer to him as Antonio Clown, and he will be... His Instagram will be littered for the rest of his life.
This fight is happening. I know it is. I got a feeling it's fucking happening.
It's getting close.
And the good news is, you're going to look like a fucking superhero knocking this guy out because he's not the most likable guy right now.
Told you, bro. He's making me look like a saint. I'm doing God's work.
Would you rather see him knock him out or Ray Rice?
I would rather see him knock out Ray Rice. Because I don't have anything bad really with Antonio. I mean, besides that, he hit me with that hard unfollow.
Yeah.
But, which was just totally out of line. I mean, one line aggressive, you know? That's all right.
I mean, it was. Can we have you commentate some stuff?
Yeah. We can try. Yeah, I mean, you know, I have a process usually I do, but fuck it, I'll do it. Yeah.
Well, no, I want to do the. What's your process? Actually, I'm curious.
So the process would be. Let me get my phone. Well,
I have clips here. Do you want me to play them?
Yeah. Pull them up. Let me get my phone. But I'll show you the process too. So it's the cheesiest thing. I use this fucking free app called Splice. I rip the clips off NFL. I add crowd background to it. So that same fucking thing that I've always used because I'm lazy as shit and I don't like whatever.
Yeah.
And fucking I'll just sit there and I'll give it like, you know, 6 or 7 tries. And if it doesn't work, I'll just not worry about it. And if it does.
There's this video that went viral of this dude sitting in a cafe while these other dudes fought behind him.
Okay.
Have you seen this? Let's play it first.
Okay. Okay.
And then this dude is just so calm.
Right. So when I'm looking at this video, I'm looking at... obviously that guy standing there awkward is a big thing that you would use.
Yeah,
in
right?
In the commentary.
I think that the tweet was, this went pretty viral. I've seen enough Jason Statham movies to know the only guy worth being afraid of in this video is the one sitting at the table minding his own business during the fight.
So I'll steal that joke. So normally I'll see that. I'll steal that. That'll implement that in my commentary.
Well, you're working smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
I'm going to be honest. I feel like we could do a better clip, right?
Yeah, I also feel like...
What about the porn we were talking about? Why don't we just commentate a porn?
Yeah, it probably wouldn't work on this show, but... You know what this feels like, kind of? Like when we have rappers on, we're like, yo, throw a freestyle together. Bob's going to nail it, you think?
I don't know. I
mean, I'll do whatever I can make an attempt at it.
I got sent this video that I actually think would be better because there's a man wielding a machete, a man with a baseball bat, and an ice cream truck in the background. There's a lot going on. Like, this one's pretty cut and dry. Besides that guy sitting there, I don't know about this. However, this fight video.
What do you got here?
You know I love my fight videos.
So, yeah, I'd be like, you know, I'd just if you press play.
All right, ready?
Because I usually don't even watch him first. Obviously, there is a bunch of crackheads going wild here, fighting each other. Look at that man's hair, the afro popping out. We have trouble in the streets as a man comes in with a fucking baseball bat. And now they are battling for the baseball bat. Punches being thrown. Obviously, the police nowhere to be found. You know, and I would just... That's
I like that.
And I'll do that. But I'll add fucking... You know, I have a thing. So I'll add like the perfect amount of like... crowd volume shit. And then,
I hope you were going for the ice cream truck next. The music's playing. The cops didn't show up, but the ice cream truck
didn't show up. Yo, so I just want to break this down because, you know, I mean, Street Fight videos, I watch Street Fight videos on YouTube all the time. Who doesn't? This dude has a fucking machete.
Oh, I didn't see the machete.
You see that?
I didn't see the machete. A closer examination, there is a machete in play. Yes.
A machete, okay?
Oh, my God.
And then this one guy is just destroying everyone, the big guy in the white shirt. Look, dude comes with a bat, tries to hit him, and this you got. By the way, you got one shot at this.
He didn't follow through.
He didn't follow through, and now he got fucked.
And now he just
But this is where I gained some extreme respect for the big man in the white shirt. Takes the bat, has an opportunity to hit him across the face, doesn't.
Does it? But then that guy looks in trouble, though. He looks like he's down and out, though. He might have got clipped. The guy in the black who's down with one hand on the car might have got clipped.
So this is like, well, this is that moment. We talk about this all the time, like that extra shot. Like, yo, imagine he hits this dude across the face. He goes to jail for life because he dies or some shit.
Yeah.
And then the ice cream truck tops it off. Nice little cherry.
Well, you could hear
on
the
top,
music,
literally.
Too, in the background.
Who's filming this, too? Like, I mean, how would they allow this to get... I mean, it's the internet. I guess somebody just presses posts, but...
Well, that's World Star shit.
You know?
But that's... I ain't fucking dope, I'm in
it. Yeah, it's a process. You know, there's always to it. But, I mean, I tell you what. One day, what I want, the ultimate goal is to be able to sit there ringside in the booth, Antonio Brown, Logan Paul, and Bob having his own separate stream, maybe, with your fight.
That'd be sick.
You were supposed to.
And we wouldn't cut into any of your profits. We'd start a separate little subscription thing where you can tune into Logan Paul, Antonio Brown. You'd have to go to fucking...
You know enough about
sports
or boxing?
Of course, I could call the fight tomorrow. I need fucking a week. I need a week of preparation.
Really?
And I'll fucking call the Super Bowl next week.
Well, part of the thing about commentating...
That's not true either.
Well, you're also color... there's a thing called color commentary. Like, when there's usually like a two-man team, one of them is really tuned into the technical aspects of the sport, and then the other person's color commentary. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes it listenable. No one wants to hear... a sharp right, and that is followed up by a sharp left and a sharp right, and he is throwing lefts and rights.
But you know who does it better than anybody else?
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan's great.
He's great.
You guys watch hockey ever?
Mm-mm.
Oh God, Doc Emmerich is the guy
is
who does
like
all
a
the
legend.
Dude, he doesn't fucking stop. And he has his voice. He's like, I'm the right side. Pass it over to Krejci. Like it's so fast. Hockey.
He's
by himself. Like he's just.
Oh really? Oh,
dude, he is the most talented. Doc Emmerich is the most talented play-by-play guy on the planet because he has nobody to rely on, and the sport is so fucking fast.
Wow. Look at that bottom left picture of him.
Yeah, bottom left. Ooh. He's not doing so good. He wasn't getting any pussy back then. That's for sure.
And now he's
that
just
man
fucking
is getting
stud,
no pussy.
Dude.
Now he's just slaying fucking girl in your fucking bus over there, whatever that was.
I bet you the Nelk boys know who that guy is.
Nelk boys, good. Those guys are good dudes.
You spent some time with them. What other creators are you watching these days? Do you consume any content?
I mean, now you guys. I started watching your shit. I mean, awesome. Before, like, I obviously knew who he was. Just started to learn through you, who you were through his thing. But obviously, this show, Nelk Boys, Nature is Metal is my favorite Instagram follow.
What in the fuck is that?
It is fucking unbelievable, dude. You will go down a dark rabbit hole. Nature is Metal. It's about animals that just are fucking killed in the wild.
Oh, what?
Dude, you will lose your life.
Shut up.
No, like, watch. Click the second middle one, right?
Oh,
this
my God.
This fucking pigeon or whatever the fuck
are we
it
able
is
to
gets zapped by this fucking alligator.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Yeah. Wait for it. Oh, no. And there's better ones. This is not even, like, scratching the surface.
Commentate it.
Right
oh,
there.
Oh, shit.
I commentated.
Oh, he's gone, dude.
Gone. Like, no, that's it. But then you go through. Dude, there's more that are so... it's awesome. It's the best fucking...
Nature is metal.
Nature is metal.
It really is.
They got a lion taking a shit on another lion.
Look at that thing right there on the right side.
Oh, my God.
God. That's like what guards the gates of hell.
Yeah.
It's a hyena with
a glass eye. He somehow had a surgery.
That's insane.
He's
got a good optometrist.
He's got rabies. Fucking...
The best one ever was the Battle of Kruger. That was like 10 years old. Remember that
Freddy?
Video? The fucking one where the alligator gets the fucking lion.
Oh,
and then the whole buffaloes come over.
Yeah.
And there's this like confrontation between... It was like, that was the best nature video. That was like 10 years ago.
What the fuck is... Oh.
See, imagine being that thing. Like he's fucked up. He has to walk around now with his fucking spleen hanging out.
Can you mark this? We can't. We definitely can't show that. Hey, can you blur that?
We could probably just hop off this page for a sec. Yeah.
Nature.
Dang. You're like, Bob, after our show, we can use 3 minutes of everything. Thanks for coming in.
So that's
probably the only thing we can't.
But on the side, when you get a chance, go. You know, you're bored at 10 o'clock. You'll spend 2 hours.
I'm not going to do it.
No?
But I appreciate that you did.
I'd like to see at least you're openly honest about it. You're like, I'm not going to fucking
I'll do it.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah.
He's into that kind of shit.
I'm from Ohio, bro. I'm not like into it, but it's fascinating, dude. Like, especially coming from a hunting background, you hear about hunters saying, and like anyone who's anti-hunting doesn't like to hear this, but animals who are stripped of their life early, naturally, via being attacked by a fucking alligator, it is vile. It is painful. It is the worst.
Yeah.
Pure savagery. Animals don't give a fuck. No. Like nature, the wild, is truly the wild. And so hunters will argue, I don't hunt anymore, but the hunters will argue that the taking of a life is much easier and merciful than that of the actual
You're
wild.
Pro hunting, right? There are a lot of people
I'm pro hunting for sure. For sure. I mean, I think I don't know if there's a, especially with all the bullshit like GMOs and factory farming bullshit that's happening right now.
Yeah. I like to imagine.
I think it's one of the most organic ways to get your meat. Like Joe Rogan does it all the time. I respect the shit. I read all his posts about how he does it. And again, I don't do it myself, but like, yeah, pro hunting for sure.
I know you guys, this is your show. I don't know if you already talked about it. You did the 72 hour fucking, I saw you just do a
military death camp. Yeah.
Military death camp. You know who you got to get on here as a guest. And it was my first guest. My thing was Robert O'Neill, the guy that killed Bin Laden.
You had him on?
Yeah, yeah. He was my first guest. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I went to New York City at UFC with Robert O'Neill, who was the guy who killed Bin Laden. I went with Dakota Meyer, the guy who was awarded the Medal of Honor for they got fucking trapped by 250 Taliban in a town. It was 4 against 240 Taliban. They got fucking trapped. This Humvee that they were with blows up in front of them. Their guys, they pull back. Drive away, and they're just sitting there, and their guys are getting fucking killed. They pulled out of town just in time. So the reason why he was awarded the medal from Obama was he called into his supervisor, and he goes, my guys are getting fucking killed in there. We're going in. They're like, stand down, dude. It's too dangerous. You can't go in. He calls again twice. Stand down, dangerous. Fucking third time. Finally, he's like, fuck this shit. Let's go. Overrides all fucking orders. Beelines it back into the town that they're so outnumbered. And fucking ends up just like saving people, carrying them out, getting shot in the shoulder.
Oh my God, dude.
Fucking nuts.
Heroes. We were privileged and blessed to be around those type of heroes at this combat school. Mm-hmm. One of them in particular, Dom Rosso, who was a former member of SEAL Team 6.
Same team as this guy. Yeah. He just wasn't on that raid.
Yeah.
Probably knows this dude. Like, dude, like
true
heroism. Like people who are willing to give everything for their country was awe-inspiring, dude. So I mean, I'm jealous as fuck you had him on.
Well, get him on. He would die to do this. He loves this shit. And I mean, the crazy thing is like that. Imagine that helicopter ride, right? You're riding on there with two helicopters, and there's 12 guys in one, I think 12 in the other, and fucking just knowing that you're going in to fucking Pakistan, invading a foreign country with nobody knowing about it. Knowing Osama bin Laden, because they had 100% that he was in there.
Yep.
Knowing that you're going in there, fucking just ready to kill the most wanted guy who's responsible for 9/11.
You saw
and the helicopter crashed.
You saw Zero Dark, yeah?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. And he was saying, too, he's like, a lot of that story with Zero Dark 30 was pretty, you know, it was pretty spot on. He said the only thing was, remember that girl that was like responsible for being like, bin Laden's here.
CIA
girl, yeah. He said the only difference was she didn't cry at the end when bin Laden was dead and they had to be like, you know, hey, whatever her name is, come over here. Like, is this your guy? And they unzipped it. They had this scene, I guess, where she like broke down and cried.
She ID'd him.
He was like, no, that's not how it went. She looked at it. She looked at the body and goes, well, I guess my job's done. And then fucking hopped on a fucking helicopter and fucking beelined it out of there.
That sounds a lot more accurate.
Baller. But get him fucking on
here. We want to have the dude that we were with too, Dom Rosso, on from SEAL Team 6 as well. We just spent a bunch of days with him out in Virginia. And he was a member of the team when Extortion 17 happened. You probably don't know what it is. Maybe you do, but it was this mission. It was one of the deadliest days in Afghanistan history. And he lost, I think it was 18 Navy SEALs on one day. I mean, basically all of his friends, and he wasn't able to be on that mission. And so that's a story that's close to him. But these guys are the most elite special ops in the world.
Yeah. You don't fuck around with those guys.
No.
When they tell stories too, it's like, you know, you check in and out of conversations with people. Sometimes they tell you a story just like locked in, you know, I can't even fucking imagine what they do.
Yeah.
Alex Fine was texting me and he said, he was with the Lone Survivor. I lost my shit. I was like, oh my God, dude, that story is incredible. Whatever he said, the Lone Survivor slapped water. He slapped water for a year, so his hands would be like sheet metal. And one time, he was at a dinner and he slapped an oak table and it split in half.
No fucking way.
This is like one of the many things like people with this mindset do.
Yeah,
like I don't know if I could slap water for a year. I probably couldn't even do it for that long.
And what was the point of slapping water for a year again?
It hardens your hands.
Oh, okay.
Like you see people kicking trees and to harden their shins.
Right.
Kicking banana trees. That was the thought.
Interesting.
Yeah, just to become a quite literally a mechanized machine.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't. I respect those guys. I could never fucking do it.
It's crazy.
I couldn't do it.
Have you ever gotten the shit kicked out of you though?
No, I've never been in a fight.
Never been humbled like that?
I never look for problems. I never like, but I've been, the closest was probably that
Dustin Johnson.
No, not Dustin Johnson.
Oh,
no.
Oh, the Lions.
The Lions, the Bloods and the Crips. And that would have ended not in a fight. I think I would have just been shot in the head and killed.
They might have jumped me. It's not so bad. It sucks for a few days after.
But I was like the biggest pussy in the world. Cause after I said that and I realized the moment wasn't going the way I wanted to, I literally swear to God, I did a full sprint and ran away. Like ran.
I'm fast.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm an athlete, but I'm too little. I was too little. I was like fucking 4'3", like 37 pounds in high school. They'd like stick tubes down my throat to see what the fuck was wrong with me.
Is that why no one fucked with you because they were scared they'd like
they
kill
were just
you.
Like, I don't want to beat up fucking Gollum. Like, we're good.
Were you that small?
I stepped on a scale to wrestle 103s. I was 90 pounds. They're like, we never had to say this in wrestling. Like, you have to gain weight.
Wait, what? You were that small?
I was small. I was little.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was a late bloomer. I hit puberty at like 28.
How old are you now?
32.
Nice. How the past 4 years been fun?
Yeah, you know, roller coaster ride. Roller coaster ride, definitely.
So where you go from here? Just keep commentating videos and watching Nature is Metal?
Basically, yes. I want to build the first ever R-rated sports network. I want to find a way to do that.
Nice.
But do you have to find more of you?
No, I think it's me doing play-by-play. You need a color commentator. I want to build it out like a real, like you're watching Fox, but this is just an alternative channel to go and watch it a different way. Like you see like Barstool, all these things. It's working now. It's kind of like everybody's not taking life as seriously as it should be with everything going on.
Would you ever partner with like a Barstool for that?
Probably not Barstool because we had little bickering back and forth.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Who haven't they fucking bickered back and forth with?
Yeah, you just got to ignore those guys because they if you fuck with them back, that's what they want.
We got friends there. So.
Yeah. No, I love everybody there. I don't have an issue with, you know, I mean, all those podcasts or KFC, all those guys are all cool. I had just issue with one guy, Dave. That was it.
The CEO?
Yeah, Portnoy, yeah.
She's like, I had an issue with
just
one
like
guy.
There was one little guy there that I had an issue with.
Did you have refute one of his pizza ratings or some shit?
No. I learned hard not to fuck with them because we have the same kind of audience too.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
So like when I kind of went at him, actually I challenged him to $1 million boxing fight.
You think he'd win?
No, but I knew he wouldn't say yes.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, what now? What?
Well, I mean, why would he? He's floating around on a tube in Nantucket.
I'll tell you why, bro. Portnoy strikes me as a motherfucker who's down for anything at the drop of a pin.
I think they're selling too. I think they're selling to a casino company for like $600 million or something.
Really?
Like that. Yeah.
Way to go, Portnoy.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, he crushed it, dude.
No, but that's all in the past. I have no problems with David.
Presidente.
Who do you got beef with?
Nobody.
Besides Justin Johnson.
Dustin.
Me and Mike, Dave Portnoy, KSI. The six dudes.
You're right. There is a lot of beef out there. You're right.
Detroit Lions.
Because if you talk shit about people for
a living.
No, like repetitively, like over and over again, like eventually they start to catch on.
Like, a lot of them like it. Like a lot of the guys like it. Like they like if I do like that thing, yeah. I do the stupid like thing, the shitbag titty fuck of the week, which was basically the shittiest player of the week. And I always used to pick on like Nick Folk, like Jameis Winston, and they never have, but they always hit me up and were like, yeah, it's funny.
You ever talk to Fabrega?
I have never talked for you, but I need him on my podcast. I've been trying to get in touch with him. He's somewhere in the fucking Philippines, buried somewhere, floating around in boats. I don't know
where he is. He took a shit midair.
He did take a shit midair, yes.
Wait, really?
Well,
yeah, no, he did.
Wait.
It's real. When you
no,
say
this
we
is a real
clip.
This is actually what happened. Watch. Jumps off the diving
Jordan
board.
Rose.
And the reason why he wasn't able to land it was because he took a shit midair. I'm not joking.
Wait. That's the one you always do?
Fabrega.
He actually, that's what people don't know though, is he took a shit in his pants.
Where is this fucking clip?
It's in your email, Mike's favorite video.
Oh, it is my favorite.
Are you sure?
It's in my favorite video.
Did you just email it to me, Dylan? No, like 30 minutes ago. Well, I'd say
the Olympics.
I see. I got it.
Yeah, the diving video is the easiest.
Oh no, this poor dude.
Yeah, so this guy is John Elmerson Fabrega. This was for the gold medal.
He has dreamed about this his whole life. Fabrega, the Olympics. Oh, fuck. That is not good. What does Fabrega think this is? A high school pool party? You can see what he does wrong here.
Right here. He takes a shit.
I think he took a shit midair because look at his face. And the dive is just horrendous. And I believe the judges are going to rape him for this one. Let's check out what he got. Yep. All zeros across the board.
So that was Fabrega.
Yeah. He took a shit.
Yeah, Fabrega. He actually took a shit midair.
What an inopportune time.
Nobody knows that, but he took a shit midair.
He got all zeros, he got dude. All they couldn't zeros. Even give him a point one. That's just for the fuck of it, dude.
As brutal as it gets. All zeros.
Oh, poor fucking guy, dude. Mm-hmm. Always shit before a big event, dude.
I can't stop thinking about the Vixen party now.
I mean, bro, I'm dead serious. I've taken David to so many parties, and he doesn't speak English. So honestly, it would be quite wise to take somebody else.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Hey, plus, have you, bro, off camera, Bob's the coolest.
Oh my God, dude. I mean, I like.
Well, what about on camera?
You're pretty cool. Yeah, you're, I mean, you're, yeah, fuck you, bro.
I think what he means is a lot of people don't translate well once they get into the bar scene. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Flu's still there. Sorry.
No. You had influenza as well.
Oh, dude. I had 103.5 fever. I was in bed 5 days. Didn't get out of bed.
Who nursed you back to health? My mom did me. I mean, my mom didn't do me. She nursed me back to health.
CJ Franco is.
No,
CJ. Oh,
well, yeah, we can bleep
that. Why is it getting quiet in here, guys? What's going on here?
We can talk about it. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. So how's everything else?
Good. He's got my clothing on.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, you got a line now?
Yeah.
What do we got? Buttery toast?
Buttery toast.
I mean, here I am. I'm bringing you Rip Magoo hats. I haven't got a fucking buttery toast.
I'll send you anything you want. I mean, you like buttery toast?
I don't know what it is.
No, just in general.
No, no, actually, no. I fucking hate butter on toast. It's actually one of my biggest things. So I'm sorry, dude. I'm like crushing your thing. I can't. I know. I'm sorry. I can't. Don't do this, please. No. Don't do it.
$1 million.
I can't. No, I just, it's a, for some reason, butter on toast freaks me out.
The fuck do you put on it? What do you put on it instead?
Jelly.
Without butter?
Yeah, I can't do it. I love butter on corn.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to mentally reverse the last 2 minutes of my life, and I'm going to make believe it never fucking happened.
I can't
Because
do
you
it.
Are like a fucking, a legend to me, bro. Mm-hmm. Can we, is there's nothing we can do to change it?
I mean, to be honest with you, I think if you put a piece of butter toast here on the thing and offered me $5,000 to eat it, I don't think I would eat it. God, that's how actually much of a fucking thing this is with me.
This is usually a guarantee. This is a guarantee.
I actually think, and I'm not just shutting you up where I'm just telling you to offer me $5,000 to eat a piece of butter toast. I don't think I would fucking do it for $5,000. I would probably do it for $10,000.
Have you tried Dave's killer bread though?
I have not tried Dave's killer bread. No, I know that, but I'm going to find a way to fix this at the Vixen party tonight.
You might not even be invited to the Vixen party tonight.
I like go to the door. I'm like, Bob Mennery checking in.
Nah, fuck that, dude. It's personal preference. Who am I to tell somebody they have to eat butter? It's pretty well received.
Well, do you like Ripper Magoo's?
I used to.
Okay.
I did for a long, 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 long time.
And I used to like fucking buttery toast a long, long, long time
ago. So it looks like we met in the middle somewhere. Now let's go fuck some porn stars.
That's fine. I'm in for that.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode of
Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Bob, where can they find you on social?
Bob Mennery. It's just my name. Pretty plain and simple.
That makes sense.
And I don't even, I'm too lazy to plug anything else. That's it.
Oh, good. Hey, we love you guys. Thanks for listening. And we will see you next week. Take it easy.
Love it. Thank you, boys.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.